Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This is my podcast. I have a correction before we get going on this episode. In the last episode, we had CABG, all caps, which was an abbreviation for coronary artery bypass graft. And when I finished recording that episode, my wife said, it's not pronounced C-A-B-G, it's actually pronounced cabbage. So in the medical community, if you're in that community, you were probably very angry that I said it wrong. No, but it's they say cabbage, and basically what it is if there's a problem with one of your coronary arteries, then the doctors will take an artery from another part of your body and they will graft it onto your heart. So if the artery has a clog, I cannot think of the word right now, but if there's a problem with it and the blood isn't pumping through, then they can get another artery and attach it into the proper area, and it's bypassing the bad artery and it's using the good artery. So now you'll learn something just like I did. All right, so the first word for this episode is cabin, second form, verb from 1586, to live in or as if in a cabin. Let's go cabin. And then we have transitive. Synonyms are confine and restrain, as in significantly cabins the discretion of administrators. That is a quote from A.M. Dershowitz. Significantly cabins the discretion of administrators. It's very, I don't know, bureaucratic almost. Maybe we should see where that one's from. Next we have Cabin Boy, a very silly movie that I don't really remember, but I should watch it again. Noun from 1670, a boy working as servant on a ship. Next is cabin, car, two words, noun from 1871. Synonym is caboose, like the caboose of a train. Next is cabin, class, two words, noun from 1895. A class of accommodations on a passenger ship, superior to tourist class and inferior to first class. So it's better than tourist class, but not quite as good as first class. It's cabin class. Next, we have cabin cruiser, two words, noun from 1896, and we just have the 1B definition for the word cruiser. Next is cabinet, first form, noun from circa 1550, 1A, a case or cupboard, usually having doors and shelves. 1B, a collection of specimens, especially of biological or numismatic interest. Numismatic. I feel like I've heard of this word, but I do not know what that means. Numismatic. Dictionary, why do you got to use words that I don't know? Next is 1C. We just have the 4A definition for the word console, or is it console? Yeah, I think it's console in this case. Cabinet, console. That makes sense. We put lots of stuff in our kitchen cabinets. We got dishes and food, and that's about it. 1D, a chamber having temperature and humidity controls and used especially for incubating biological samples. Does it also incubate numismatic samples? Probably not, because I still don't know what that word means. 2A is archaic, a small room providing seclusion. 2B, a small exhibition room in a museum. 3A is also archaic, and we have 3A1, the private room serving as council chamber of the chief counselors or ministers of a sovereign. 3A2, the consultations and actions of these counselors. Counselors is not spelled how I would have expected it to be spelled. Okay, now we have 3B1, which is often capitalized, a body of advisors of a head of state. Their cabinet, you've heard about that with, you know, current the president of the United States has a cabinet. They have a whole group of people. But why is it a cabinet? Why is it called a cabinet? I don't know. Maybe the etymology will help, but we have more that we have to get through. 3B2, a similar advisory council of a governor or a state, governor of a state or a mayor. So the mayor has a cabinet, the governor has a cabinet, the president has a cabinet, and they hold dishes and food in their cabinets. If you call people dishes and food, then that is the case, but that's not what it is. Next is 3C is British, a meeting of a cabinet. And then number 4 is from New England. It's the synonym milkshake. So they in New England, people call milkshake cabinet. Why? Are you from New England? Can you tell me why you call a milkshake cabinet if you do? I think that's great. Makes no sense, but I think that's great. So this is from Middle French. It means small room. Let's see. From cabine, which means gambling house. So I still don't really understand why they call the political cabinets cabinets, but okay, I guess we'll move on to the second form of cabinet, adjective from 1631. One, of or relating to a governmental cabinet. Two, suitable by reason of size for a small room or by reason of attractiveness or perfection for preservation and display in a cabinet. 3A, used or adapted for cabinet making. 3B, done or used by a cabinet maker. And that is our next word, cabinet maker. All one word, noun from 1681. A skilled woodworker who makes fine furniture. Cabinet making is a noun. I am very much not a skilled woodworker. My grandpa, he's not really woodworking these days, but he used to be a very skilled woodworker. He probably could have made a cabinet. I don't know if he ever did, but yeah, he could have if he wanted to. Next is cabinetry, noun from 1908, and a synonym is cabinet work. Also, another synonym, just cabinets, as in kitchen cabinetry. Wow, that word sounds weird. And our next is actually cabinet work. See how they just blend from one right into the next? This is a noun from 1732, finished woodwork made by a cabinet maker. Next is cabin fever, two words, noun from 1918, extreme irritability and restlessness from living in isolation or a confined indoor area for a prolonged time. I wonder if this word was coined during the pandemic from that year. Everybody got cabin fever, but why didn't they call it like room fever or house fever or apartment fever? Why is it cabin fever specifically? Next is cabin mate, one word, noun from 1647, one of two or more persons sharing the same cabin. It's like roommate or flatmate or something like that. Next is cable, C-A-B-L-E, first form. This is a noun from the 13th century. 1A, a strong rope, especially of 10 inches, 25 centimeters, or more in circumference. Really? A cable has a very specific size designation, at least this in this definition, 10 inches in circumference. That's pretty big. I mean, that's a pretty thick cable. 1B, a cable-laid rope. 1C, a wire rope or metal chain of great tensile strength or tensile strength. 1D, a wire or wire rope by which force is exerted to control or operate a mechanism. 2, synonym is cable length. 3A, an assembly of electrical conductors insulated from each other but laid up together as by being twisted around a central core. 2B, Synonym, 3B. Synonym is cablegram. That's all one word, which was, yeah, that'll be in the next episode. And then also a radio message or telegram. So it's like a telegram or a radio message via cable. So it's a cablegram. 4, something resembling or fashioned like a cable, as in a fiber optic cable. 5. Synonym is cable television, as in a house with cable. I think when I was little, we had cable, but then for most of my childhood, we didn't have it. So I lost out. I missed out on a lot of things that everybody else knew about. But then we got cable when I was a bit older. All right. Let's see. Next, any etymology that we want to say. This is from Middle Latin capulum, which means lasso. From Latin capere, which means to take. So you take something with the lasso, and there's more at the word heave, H-E-A-V-E. Now we have the second form of cable. This is a verb from circa 1500. First is transitive. 1, to fasten with or as if with a cable. 2, to provide with a cable or cables. 3, to telegraph by submarine cable. 4, to make into a cable or into a form resembling a cable. And then the intransitive definition says, to communicate by a submarine cable. And then cabler is a noun, the one who is doing the cabling. Let's see, cable car is next. 2 words, noun from 1874. A vehicle moved by an endless cable. It's endless. It never ends. It's probably on a loop. So that was the main definition, but then we have an A and a B. So there wasn't enough to put a 1 because it's really just 3 versions of 1, but why wouldn't that one be A? Anyway, it's just a vehicle moved by an endless cable, and then we have A, 1 suspended from an overhead cable, and B, 1 that moves along tracks. And then our last word for this episode is cable cast, 1 word, noun from 1973, a cable television transmission. And cable cast is also a verb, so it's just a broadcast over cable. A lot of broadcasts happen over the networks, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, those are not on cable, but then if you broadcast something over cable, you can call it a cable cast. Which sounds just weird. So we had cabin, cabin boy, cabin car, cabin class, cabin cruiser, cabinet, cabinet maker, cabinetry, cabinet work, cabin fever, cabin mate, cable, cable car, cable cast. Well, I gotta pick cabin fever as the word of the episode because boy, howdy, are we all experiencing some cabin fever right now. You know, we try and get out as much as possible. We go for long walks. My wife and I went on a long walk today. It's Sunday as I'm recording this. And you know, that's good. You got to get out. But when you walk by people, probably you should have a mask on because you never really know. So cabin fever is what we are all experiencing these days. So thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information to you. Goodbye.